Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new Halloween season edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread,
Namaste,
and Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to review the brand new Creepshow animated special on Shudder.
Animated.
They really should advertise it as motion comic, but
yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
Directed by Greg Nicotero, though.
Says. Shocker.
Yeah. All right. So, in Survivor Type, a scrappy surgeon crash lands on a desert island. His life hadn't been easy up to this point, but the new challenges he faces will test his limits. How strong is his will to survive? In Twittering from the Circus of the Dead, Blake's mother is making a family trip feel more like torture than vacation, but when they pull off the road to see a sinister circus, things become even worse than Blake could have imagined. All right. Who wants to go first on this one?
Why don't Kruger? How about you go first?
Yeah, just, you know, first off, I'm a fan of the series. I know you hate it, Pugs, but I actually really like enjoy it.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, they won me over with the animatronic creep. I mean, you just don't see shit like that every day anymore, and it brought me right back. So I was super excited. I like the animation style, but like Pug said, it is motion comic. It's not like, you know, a full blown animated thing. Kind of reminded me of like the Watchmen motion comic that came out around the time the movie came out. So we'll start with Survivor Type, which was the first story with the guy stranded on the island. I dug his main character and how ruthless his will to live was. I know this is adopted from a Stephen King story. I don't have what story it was, though, but I know it was written by him because I read it before when I was in school. And I loved of all the things that washed up on the shore with him. It's fucking heroin and goddamn somebody's corpse. And it's a good descend to madness Stephen King story. And at the end, you totally get the sense of isolation and helplessness. And I'd love to see a live-action version of this because the story is honestly really fucked up and dark as hell. Also, shout-out to the animated Stephen King in there.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that segment. And then off to the Twittering from the Circus.
Okay. Do we want to go segment? Like, we'll each say on each segment, then we'll start back to over?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's try that. Since there's only two stories. All right. So, Pugs. Sure.
Oh, okay. So, I really did like
Did I just,
opening.
Like, screw everyone up popping that out? We could, like...
No, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, you're good.
Cool.
If you want.
Whatever.
I did like the opening to the animated series that we're getting. Is it going to be a series or just, like, a special one-time deal?
This was just a special.
Okay. Well, that was cool. I kind of wish it would have stood that type of animation, like animatronics. That would have been way cool, but I probably out of their budget. Although you can tell it's Nicotero style because that the creep looked exactly like the bicycle zombie from The Walking Dead. Totally cool because that fucking rocks. I do like what they were going for being for the motion comic because, you know, it's ripped from EC Comics. So I'm like, yeah, all right. But again, this I'm not a fan of these fucking stories or the way the way it comes across screen. They just don't connect with me. I wish I liked it because this dude's doing heroin and he's shot and, you know, cutting shit off. I should love this. This is the way cooler version of Castaway. But for some reason, I didn't care.
Well. I'm
Keeper
actually
Sutherland. Good job.
I'm actually with the Pugs on this one. And it's more the story. It took me a minute to get used to the motion comic because it's not what I was expecting. But yeah, this one, it just didn't work for me. I know what you're saying. You had the cocaine and all that stuff. Like that feels like it should be something, you know, I'd really like, but it just didn't connect to me either.
Mm. Also, if you would have had Wilson just doing a rail, I would have fucking I would have laughed.
Well, yes, that would have changed it around.
Oh, I do want to say I am also one who actually likes the series, unlike Pugs.
Yes, I like it too. I do. I enjoyed. There's a couple bad ones, but overall, it's pretty damn good for me. But all right, so Survivor Type, I just wanted to throw out is actually it is a Stephen King story, and it was from the Terrors anthology, and it was also in the Skeleton Crew. More famously, I always liked that story. I think they do a good job of telling it, but I think my main issue with this is I'm not a big fan of the motion comic style. It doesn't do a whole lot for me personally. I would just rather read a comic. But if you're unfamiliar with the story, it is pretty cool. There's some dark humor as well with the seagulls, and I actually really would have liked to have seen a live action Kiefer Sutherland episode with this, if only to, you know, fuck up a seagull. But
they could have name dropped Steven Seagal from fucking, was it Shallows?
Shallows, yes. Yes, Kiefer Sutherland just jumps out of the water and kills the bird or something. I don't know. No issues with the story on this segment. Just, I don't like the motion comic thing personally, but some of you might, as Kruger said, Watchmen. And
there's actually a Tales from the Crypt 3D motion comic too.
Oh, okay. Nice. So yeah. Not my I'm not thing,
saying,
but it might be.
I'm not saying they also borrowed that idea from then, like everything else with Creepshow, but could have happened.
So yeah, that's my thoughts on that story.
I was gonna say it's an homage. My bad.
Yeah, there you go. Are we gonna rate them separately too?
No, it's gotta
be. Now we can just do it as a whole. Yeah. I mean, you can tell what. Yeah, we just will. Whatever. Okay. All right. Well,
back to you, Kruger.
Yeah. Back. Yeah.
So on to Twittering from the Circus of the Dead. I did like the characters in this, and I love the circus, the setting of, you know, with the zombie clowns and just the insanity of all of it was really cool. And this is another one, like I said, would be really cool to see this brought to life and actually see a live action version of it. But yeah, I love this one too. And I thought it was really cool. So what'd you think, Pugs?
The premise is awesome. I do want to see a Circus of the Dead kind of like this. I think Dan's going to have a problem with the modern day tweeting throughout the whole catastrophe, but also it can call for help. So that's kind of cool. It's voiced by Joey King, who apparently I'm in love with and I just didn't really know. So good for her. You can hit me up in the comments section. Get her if bugs. I have to.
Todd can be your pervert Yoda. Just go. So what is it the little green thing says? Do or do not try. You heard him.
I'm coming. But yeah, this one was better than the first one, or at least I enjoyed it more than the first one. We'll talk in spoilers, but this I did like all the action in this one, and I think that helped a lot because the other one was kind of maintained, and this one just a little balls to the wall.
See, this one I thought the motion comic worked, and that immediately jumped out. I'm also a fan of Joey King, so that didn't hurt. But yeah, this story I really liked.
There's room for three.
She also has a sister. See, now I fucking went blank. I went. She's in my pieces if Vision anyone wants to know.
you know, ran through Todd.
Yeah, this one, it was just such an improvement of the first one for me. I really did like this one. Presentation, story, everything.
Yeah, I like this one probably better. I think it worked with this form of animation a little better. Pretty much just waiting for the girl to just be ripped apart the whole time, because goddamn, that's annoying. But that's the point.
Oh, there you go, ladies. He's single. Just don't tweet. Yeah. Just don't live tweet your date with him. No, actually, never mind. Please live tweet your date with him.
Oh,
so we can follow.
That's I need to go to the bathroom and don't come back kind of thing. That is
and then one features.
And then they're relieved. Oh God, he left. Thank God.
Maybe. Ah, that is a bit. Well, no.
Never movie. Mind. Operator, he left.
Movie theater's the worst.
All of a sudden, she's Dan took her out to dinner and she's ordering a pizza and Dan's confused. See, Dan doesn't get that joke, but for those who did.
All right.
Well, fuck you, I think, Todd. But yes, this one is fun. We get zombie Bin Laden. We get a lot of gore. we get, you know, it's fun. But again, I just didn't care for the style.
There's one part in this that I just laugh my ass off, and I'll talk about it in spoilers. But yeah, it's. And this one totally needs to happen live action style. It would be perfect. So
be interesting.
There so is let's a, rate this bitch.
There is a feature film called Circus of the Dead, but it's no relation.
No, it's good though.
Gotcha.
It's a good one.
I haven't seen that. I need to.
Yeah, Bill Oberest is in that one. It's really good. All right, Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 4.5 out of 5. I really enjoyed the hell out of this. And I can't wait for Creepshow season 2. Counting down the days.
Yeah, is there a date for that yet that you're aware of?
Not yet.
No. Okay,
but I am fucking as soon as there is, I will be fucking patiently waiting. So, Pugs, what'd you think?
This is probably my favorite Creepshow thing that they've done. So. I don't remember how high I rated them before. I'm guessing this is the highest one. I'm going to give this a 2.5. If you like Creepshow, I think you should check it out and it's worth your time. I probably won't watch it again. I'm not even sure if I'm going to watch season 2 unless, you know, I have to.
Live action Joey King.
Well, then he's going to watch that one. I went back and forth because I'm averaging my ratings because I didn't really like the first one, but I did really like the second one. So if I average them out, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Cool. So for me, I just didn't care for the animation, and that's kind of a big thing. I got to give it a 2, but you might like it more. Like I said, if you're cool with that. Yeah, I just didn't connect. This would probably be a 1.
It's higher than or lower than mine. It's
crazy. Yeah. No, I was surprised too, actually, but yeah. So but I should also say this is 45 minutes too, so not too that's long.
That was a little offensive. It could have been a half hour.
Yeah, it's just that first story I needed to be shortened up, tightened up, something.
Yeah, that one's very filmable though. I would hope they might consider doing it. Although I don't know now that they've already essentially told the story, but there you go. So anyways, guys, we're going to do some spoiler talks here real quick. So if you do not wish for this to be spoiled, now would be the time to bow out and pick up once you have seen it. All right. Who has spoiler thoughts?
So I just want to say, like, the seagull fucking eating scene was nasty, and I died laughing every time he chucked a rock at one. I hate seagulls too, and it reminded me of the lighthouse in that regard with the seagull abuse.
Dude, it sounded like they were cracking those glow sticks.
And then I don't know. I love the fact that, you know, he amputates his foot. And then, you know, because his ankle's broken, then he fucking eats his other foot and then just keeps eating up and up and up and up and up and cuts off his own nose. And just, I don't know. I loved it. But live action would definitely be ideal for this.
Yeah.
Cause I would love to see the gore and all the nasty bits on it. And then, just on the twittering thing, like the, when they shoot the zombie out of the fucking cannon, that was pretty awesome. And it fucking comes and explodes in somebody's face. And then the thing that made me laugh my ass off is just like they fucking pull out the thing of hatchets and just chuck one at the crowd, fucking hit somebody in the head. And laugh my ass. And that one too, man. Like both of these, I really would like to see get their own feature length films because I think they both could easily work. But that's just me. Anybody else?
I wasn't a fan of it, but I do agree. I would like to see what they would do with the live action version of these.
Or an actual animated one. Like, you know.
Yeah.
On 3D. Animatronics would be fucking awesome. I really want to see that now. Because Nicotero and his team can fucking do it.
Yeah.
But Dan, you said you like this story, so why wouldn't you want to see him live action?
No, I said I would like to see them live action.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I get.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't have any spoilers. So
a lot of mine, like I said, again, is just if I weren't reviewing it, motion comics, just not my thing. But, yeah.
I don't really have any spoilers either. I think that's on them for not advertising it as such.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have called it the motion comic.
Yeah. Motion comic is an animation, though. So, like, they have legal wiggle room, but
well, yeah,
you need to not lie to your audience.
Yeah, and it actually probably would have been, you know, people have been like, "Ooh," because it's a comic book and all that stuff, so it makes sense. But whatever. So can I pull spoilers? Or do we have any?
Yes, okay. You can pull spoilers. So, yeah, guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube.
Help every out time the I say, "Can I pull spoilers?" Dan just goes into the end. He doesn't ask if anyone has final thoughts.
Oh well, I thought that was final thoughts. What are your final thoughts, Todd?
That we need a new host. Pugs, take us out.
My final thoughts are fuck you, Todd. The Pugs, take us home. Like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, though. That's my final thought. God damn it. Pugs, go for it.
Don't rush me, Dan.
Dan's got... I'm in line now, Kruger.
So yeah, we're on Patreon. You can get exclusive and early content. And most importantly, uncensored. It starts only for, you can start at $1. And there's different tiers. So, you know, check us out there. I think you'll enjoy yourself.
You will.
I hope, thank you, Hype Man. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your Halloween season. And everyone, say goodnight.
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 Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And follow us on all the social media bullshits. Namaste.